Warehouse Art Center in Eagle River. Sharon and Nick.
I did too. Eagle River is in far northeast Wisconsin, up in the woods. It's a community of 1,400. And this is the second year of a program that is an after-school program. They have a very strong K-4 program that developed in the first year of funding, and they want to expand it to middle and high school. There's expenses involved of $16,650. They have some income. They're requesting $6,000 to make up the balance. They have 5 artists identified, and they expect to work with 30 youth who are middle and high school. They're working with middle school students having they're going to have 4 groups of 5 session classes that meet once a week. And then they're going to have 1 5-day middle school summer camp. The high school students will work in a different way. They'll work in 2-day intensives. The goal of the middle school, who are going to meet in October, November, December, January, March, April, and May, and June, is to do art, and I don't remember that they had a theme picked out, as they obviously did in the last one. No. And the high school students, it's more to develop portfolios and working with another artist one-to-one as a mentor, and because you have to have a portfolio to go on to school, so they're working on the students to get that going. They'll have student exhibitions to connect to the community. This is a storefront location, and so they do get good access to the community. They have good communication with their local school art teachers, so they can align with what the kids have learned in class and with the classroom curriculum. They're using both formal and informal assessments. Certainly they're going to do the counting thing of how many people show up and how many people keep coming. And then they're also going to look at the artwork and the quality of the artwork. Is that recalled? And survey the students about how they liked it. They're going to do formal and informal surveys.
One interesting aspect of the application was the planning on working with the Starlight Center for Inclusion, which specializes in working with individuals on the autism spectrum. So I think it's interesting to kind of have that as a specific way of reaching out to be inclusive. There is the issue of the budget deficit from the previous year.
Yes.
But I don't really know how that plays into the decision of whether or not this funding is appropriate.
I read that, yeah, they're $25,000 in deficit, and they're going to send their board to fundraising training, and that's how they're going to make it up. And that's not realistic in that area. Mm-hmm. They don't have any major businesses. The area is not rich, you know? So
another thing is that a big part of the fund is going to come from the students. And I don't know if $75 is affordable.
That's what I'm thinking. If they're trying to get at-risk poverty, they're not going to sign up. Their parents can't afford to spend $75 on this sort of thing. So, you know, it's a really nice project, But it was the funding and how they plan to raise it that really didn't make sense to me. You know, having done this stuff.
Yeah. I'd say, I think Karen just said that organizational and financial management piece, then that's what you'll really want to consider that. And
questions about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that they're like, who do you turn to in their area for funds? I think they're a little vague on the educational outcomes.
Yeah.
I think their intentions are great, but in terms of the application, it was lacking detail.
I thought so too.
I think would have made this proposal stronger is, from my understanding, they did run classes for middle school and high school last year, right?
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that they didn't show those work samples. I think all the work samples they showed were from elementary kids. So if you look at the kids in the photos, they're all little. And because when I was looking just at the artwork itself, I'm like, that's pretty low quality for middle and high school. And then I looked and saw that they were mostly little kids.
Were there some clay mask pieces, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think those might have been the...
I think there was one photo with kids in it with the masks, but maybe not. If they are...
The clay masks were 5th through 8th graders.
Oh, they were.
Like.
Okay, yeah. So that was pretty low quality. I felt like middle school students could do...
And then
can do much more than that.
The sort of caves to clay, that was middle school as well.
Oh,
so,
it was.
Yeah.
So I feel like the work samples were not really strong. If that was the evidence of the programming.
Could that be evidence also of the lack of art education available?
Right.
Because the instructor makes the difference.
Yeah, that's right.
I appreciate that they're really paying their artists, it seems like, very fairly. I wasn't totally sure what the role of the program manager and executive director is for this project.
And print up the brochures and get into the high school and open the doors and clean up afterwards.
This isn't all that that center does, or is this the only?
Yeah, they are an art center.
Are they a
gallery?
Don't
they have
too?
A gallery too for local artists? Because there are a lot of artists in the region.
Yeah, they have various programs. This is the administrative portion of the project.
I'm wearing this button.